4 and verse 20 of Genesis 50. Psalm 124, Genesis 50 and verse 20. I'm trying to share with you today, amen, from the Word of God. If you have it, say, I got the Word.
I got the Word.
If you don't have it, say, give it about 15 more seconds. And here's everybody now. Psalm 124, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowls. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Genesis 50 and verse 20. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Father, we thank you for this golden opportunity that you have afforded me to speak to your people. So I ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding that I would rightly divide your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and I would rightly apply your word. Lord Jesus, I come against any contrary, rebellious, stubborn spirits that will shun that upon me. In the name of Jesus, I come against contrary and rebellious and stubborn spirits today. Amen. That your spirit would prevail. Yes. My God, spirit of peace, spirit of love, spirit of joy, that it would prevail today. Touch the heart and ears of all that are under the sound of my voice. And even as this message goes out over the airways, touch those that will listen in the name of Jesus, that their lives will be transformed. Changed by your word. My God, in the name of Jesus. Going to give you the praise. Lord, the glory, the honor, it all belongs to you. For we do ask it in the name of Jesus and let the people say amen.
Amen.
God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. These 8 verses here in Psalm 124 and the 1 verse there in Genesis 50. I want to use for a thought today. It was the Lord who was on my side.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Not going to have you talking to your neighbor a whole lot, but can you just look at them and tell them that one time?
It was the Lord who was on my side.
Yes,
sir.
Sure.
The words of a song he sang sometime says, when I look back over my life, and I think things over. The words of the song says, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. When I look back over my life,
come on now,
and I think things over, without a shadow of a doubt, I can truly say that I have been blessed. I've got a testimony. You know, a testimony. Sometimes people need to know this. A testimony is what you know.
That's right.
Hmm?
That's right.
ever watch Judge Judy? Just as soon as somebody said, and they said, Judge Judy said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear what they say. I want to know what you say, what you say. Amen. So your testimony is what you know about you. And nobody in here knows, amen, just how good God has been to you but you. You see, we dress up on Sundays and we come out and we're looking good, and that's wonderful. But man, some of us had some struggles.
Amen.
Some of us had some struggles last week. Some of us don't look like a new suit. Some of us look like an old wore out tie. And that's what we feel like. Glory to God. So sometimes, because we are able to mask things with our dress, amen, sometimes people might not think you're going through. But I believe everybody in here got a testimony. Glory to God. If you was called on some, they would probably tell you how much time you got. Amen. I want you to think about for a moment as you look back over your life and you think things over. I want you to think for a moment, amen, what could have happened versus what happened.
Amen.
Glory to God. Think about what could have happened versus what actually happened.
Yeah, Lord.
That's why you got a testimony.
Amen.
Some of us maybe were a little reckless.
Yeah,
that's right. Huh? Yeah. Sometimes even driving our car. Sometimes on the highway a bit too fast.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Something comes out and we have to make a certain quick jerk.
Yeah.
Right.
And we think about it.
All right.
Lord.
Thank you.
Could have lost control.
Yes.
Could have went down through those bushes. So sometimes when you think about what could have happened and you weigh it against what really happens, oh, it brings joy to you. Joy unspeakable.
Thank you.
Amen. This is where we find the psalmist David as he penned this psalm, 124, as he talks about Israel, amen, and the situation that Israel was in, and the Lord brought them out. He says here, if it had not been the Lord, we could say if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Now may Israel say, you see, there are sometimes those individuals that we rely heavy on. My mind just went to, and this is back a long way. This was when I was in high school, so y'all know it's been a long way. But I remember when I got in the school choir, in about the eighth grade, had all those other guys, all those other tenors and baritones, juniors and seniors. And we relied on them. We just kind of hung back and opened our mouth. But they gonna make the noise. We had to sing it, you know, by ourselves. We could hit the notes, but when it come to the actual performer, they were making the noise. But here's my point. Sometimes when the choir was getting to sing, they wouldn't be.
All right.
The head tenor would be out. And here we are. Because we were dependent on. So what I'm saying, amen, in our life and in other situations, there may be people sometimes that we depend on. And generally, they are dependable. Not knocking that, because generally there are some people that if they say I'm going to do it, they're going to do it. If they say I'm going to be there, they're going to be there. But sometimes things happen.
Amen.
People get sick. People can be helped up by an accident blocking the road. There's a number of things that could happen. But nothing. nothing can block the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can block him.
Right.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
So this is where Israel finds themselves. And David, amen, he writes this song, if it had not been. If he hadn't been on our side, verse 2 said, when men rose up against us. David is saying that Israel had people, nations to rise against him. Nations that outnumbered them. Glory be to God. He said, when men rose up against us, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, they would have swallowed us up. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 3. Amen. He said, they would have swallowed us up quick.
Amen.
Oh, y'all excuse me. I have these examples. You know, I watched the animal program, and I know y'all heard me say that. And the alligator and the crocodile,
oh,
you know, they don't chew their food. They don't chew their food. They bite into it, turn over until they rip out a chunk.
Yeah.
And then they swallow it whole.
Yeah.
Look at it sometimes. They'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Alligators don't chew.
Right.
They just rip out a chunk and swallow it. Uh-huh. Glory to God. So I thought about that when I was reading this. Amen. It said, if it had not been the Lord on our side, the enemy would have swallowed us up quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That old crocodile get a chunk of meat and he said, throw it on that his throat. And grab him another chunk. Ain't you nothing.
That's right.
So David says right here, amen, when those people rose up against Israel, if it had not been for the Lord on their side, amen, they would have swallowed us up quick, amen, because their wrath was hot against us. Thank you, Jesus. Their wrath was kindled. That means it was hot. They were angry with us. Glory be to God. Because they were the people of God and because God showed them favor, amen, many times nations were angry with Israel. And sometimes people are angry with you because God shows you favor.
Amen.
Why is he getting that? How did she get that job? What? Thank you, Jesus. It says, then the waters have overwhelmed us. And waters here, amen, is used as a symbol for people. The people have overwhelmed us, and the stream have gone over us. The proud waters have gone over us. Amen. The swell. Proud used here, amen, as a means of swelling. So the water, the people, the number, the multitude of the people were so many that they were able to overwhelm us. But if it had not been for the Lord,
amen,
who was on our side,
amen,
now may Israel say, glory be to God. So, amen, he's talking about here the first five verses. David is talking about, amen, what could have happened.
Yeah.
He talks about what could have happened.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't happen.
All right.
Why didn't it happen? Because the Lord was on their side. Since the Lord was on their side, amen, now David comes with a praise.
Right.
You know, David was a praiser.
Yes.
I said David was a praiser.
Yes.
So he comes with a praise here, amen, in verse 6. He said, blessed be the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Who has not given us as a prey or as food to their teeth.
All right. Uh-huh.
In other words, amen, the Lord, amen, kept us from all harm. David says here, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Now those snares are designed, amen, that once they catch the bird, it will hold the bird. But look what it says here, amen, our soul is an escape as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare That was so beautiful that I meditated on it. Amen. The snare is broken.
Praise God.
My question is this: who broke the snare?
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. The snare is broken. The enemy said it. Oh, I might have got caught, but the snare was broken. And David said, we escaped. Oh, we got out. We got out. We got out. The snare is broken. Who broke the snare? Look what it says here, what I wrote down. The same one that spoke to the wind and the wave and said, peace, be still. He broke the snare. Oh, hey, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Who broke the snare? The one that took two fish and five loaves of bread. Had over 5,000. He broke the snare. Hey, my God. He broke the snare. He's got the power to break the snare. He's got the authority.
Yes, Lord.
To break the snare. Thank you, Jesus. When I look back over my life, I realize it was the Lord who was on my side. I didn't have the power. I didn't have the resources. I didn't even have sense enough to escape. But it was the Lord who was on thank you, Jesus, my side. So David says right here, our help is in the name of the Lord. That's why it is so good, saints of God, to every now and then just to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how I love calling your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The sweetest name. The sweetest name. I know. The word even tells us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. His name is a strong tower. The righteous can run in and they are safe. The word tells us that at the name of Jesus, one day every knee is going to have to bow. And every tongue is going to have to confess. So David said, our help, if you wonder, how did I get out? How did I escape? How did I avoid, amen, being flooded by the power of many? He said, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory be to God. I'm beginning to appreciate more when I see, amen, sentences like this in the word of God. The God who made heaven and earth. So what the writer is alluding to is that the other false God didn't make anything. As a matter of fact, people made them. But when you read the word, sometimes it will say the God that made heaven and earth, the God that created the moon and the sun, the God, hallelujah, that parted the waters. They're talking about the one supreme God. Now, no idol God can do any of that. They just sit around and look like an idol.
That's right. Amen.
David says, our help is in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm just about closing out.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. But I want to direct your attention just for a moment to Joseph.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. If anybody know anything about Joseph, Joseph had a very difficult life. As a young boy, he was in communion with the Lord through prayer. And through prayer, he saw, amen, his position in life elevated,
amen,
and others bowing to him. But because, amen, they were jealous of him, and this was his brothers, because they were jealous of him, amen, they sold their brother.
Amen.
They started to kill him. But one of the brothers spoke up, and now I'm just looking at this. One of the brothers spoke up and said, look, we might as well make something off the guy. If we kill him, we don't get anything. Let's sell him for as a slave. So they sold their brother. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Saul, Joseph, went back to their father and lied about it. Father said, where's Joseph, Dad? Wild beast got in bed. Wild beast got children. Here's his coat. The coat you made it. Here's the coat, Dad. Sorry about Joseph. Lying.
Amen.
So they sell Joseph to some slave traders. Uh-huh. And they take him on down to Egypt. And they sell him to Potiphar.
That's right.
Glory to God. But when you read the word of God, amen, it says in Genesis 39 and 2, and the Lord was with Joseph.
Amen.
Huh? That's why Joseph could tell you, if he was testifying, Joseph could tell you, it was the Lord who brought me out. Glory be to God. The Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was prosperous. He was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. In other words, glory be to God, amen, when Potiphar saw something about, amen, this man, this boy, glory to God, young man rather, he put him in charge of everything. Put him in charge of his whole household. Said, Joseph, you're in charge of everything. This is the guy that was sold by his brothers. My God, listen, saints of God. Sometimes your path to victory may be through the pit. Can I help you today? I say your path to victory. You know, I talk about victory in every way, but sometimes your path to victory may be through the pit.
Amen.
Joseph was in the pit. They took him out, sold him. Now, he looks like they're looking up for Joseph because Potiphar puts him in charge of everything.
Yeah.
And he's doing a splendid job.
Yes.
Glory to God. But the Bible says Potiphar's wife she looks at him.
Yeah.
And he's attractive. So she tries to get him to do wrong.
That's right.
Huh? Right. Bible says she just kept on daily. You see, this is, and I've said this before, but maybe someone didn't hear it. This is why you have to get the mindset that sometimes you got to resist the same thing daily.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You can't resist it one time and it's gone. Right. I know the Bible says resist Satan and he will flee. But sometimes there's still a process.
That's right.
Potiphar's wife was after Joseph daily. Every time Joseph says no. One time Joseph in conversation, Joseph said, look, said the master have put me over everything in this house. He was being, he was demonstrating loyalty to Potiphar. We're going to get to the Lord in just a moment, but he was demonstrating loyalty to Potiphar. He said, a man had put me over everything in his house. Now, he didn't mean for me to have you. Then Joseph said, so how can I do this thing and sin against my God? See, his ultimate aim was to keep himself pure, amen, in the sight of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But y'all know the story, but can I tell it a little bit anyway?
Yes.
The Bible says one day she caught him in the house by herself. She grabbed him. But the word says Joseph, still being mindful of his loyalty to his master and to his God, he slipped out of his coat. Just left it in the room with Potiphar's wife. But a woman scorned. Huh? She kept it.
That's right.
All right. I got it now. Huh? She kept the cup.
Yeah.
So when Potiphar comes in, she says, come here, honey.
Yeah.
That Hebrew that you brought in here, while you was gone, he was in here trying to take advantage of me.
Yeah.
But I hollered out. Yeah. He let this cup.
Right.
Y'all read the story. Huh? And when you read that, it seemed that Potiphar was in kind of a dilemma there. Because he had so much confidence in this guy. How could the man slip like that? But, you know, in order to follow through, he had him put in prison.
Yeah.
So here Joseph tumbling again. Glory be to God. Listen, as long as you're on this earth, you're going to have to deal with setbacks. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, just gave you that word. Because somebody here today taking that setback you had last week was the last one. You know, man, after this, no, that wasn't the last one. You're going to have some more.
Amen.
But you got to learn to deal with setbacks. So Joseph, once again, is in prison. And he's put in the king's prison, where he keeps kind of, you know, his prisoners.
Yeah.
And a few days later, a couple of guys displeases the king, the butler and the baker.
That's right.
King tosses them in prison with Joseph. Mm-hmm. But guess what? While Joseph is in prison, the God of the prison puts Joseph over all the other prisoners.
Right.
Oh, come on now.
Amen.
When God is for you,
Amen.
He can elevate you anywhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said, if the Lord is for you, he can elevate you anywhere. So, amen, they put him over the prisoners. And then when the butler and baker is thrown in prison, each one of them have a dream. The baker tells Joseph of his dream, and Joseph says, well, now in 3 days, the king's going to restore you back to your position.
Yeah.
Said, but look, man, when you get out, tell the king about
me.
Okay. Tell him about me. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
And then when the baker saw that the butler got a good report, he told his dream.
Yeah.
When he told his dream,
oh, yeah.
Joseph said, I'm sorry. So in 3 days, king going to hang you. It's going to be all. And so it was. In the 3 days, just as Joseph had said.
That's right.
But when the butler got out, the butler went on his way. He told the king nothing about Joseph. Forgot all about it.
Yeah.
What about that person you helped out?
Right.
Right. They forgot all about you. Glory to God. They were down and out. You stopped by and helped them out. Not 2 years later, you were down and out and you saw them. They're going now.
Uh-huh.
And they tell you, man, what happened to you, man? You had something, what happened? No, they ain't going to help you. They just going to tell you about what you had.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So the butler just went on about his business until the king had a dream. Glory to God.
Amen.
But the Lord was with Joseph.
Yes.
We know the story. The king had the dream, and the dream, the interpretation of the dream was going to be 7 years of plenty. It is going to be 7 years of famine.
Amen.
And the king was advised to prepare for the famine.
Yes.
So the king says, we need someone to oversee this project of 7 years of plenty. We need someone with the foresight to be able to store it and to be ready to issue it out.
Come on.
And I'm just imagining in my mind all those other guys were saying, look, it was his idea. Because they didn't want that responsibility. But you're talking about 7 years that you're going to have a whole lot. We don't even know whether that's going to happen or not. Then I'm going to be in charge. It seems nobody spoke up. So the king said, Joseph, you're in charge.
All right.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so it was. Amen. The 7 years of plenty, they were able to store. And then in the 7 years of famine, Glory to God. That's what we're coming on down to verse 50 of our, chapter 50 and verse 20 of our text. Amen. When it came down to the famine, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says back in Joseph's hometown, his father heard that there was corn or there was food in Egypt. And they were in famine. They were doing without. Thank the Lord. Amen. So the father sends the brothers to Joseph. We know the story. They get to Joseph. They don't recognize the guy. It's their brother, and they don't recognize him. No doubt he may have been decked out in royal attire. I don't know, but whatever the reason, they didn't recognize him.
Amen.
But he recognized them.
Yes, yes.
Fast forward, let's go on. We can't tell it all. Go to God. So the daddy dies.
Yes.
Joseph's father dies. Now, Joseph had been good to his brothers up until this point. And his brothers are believing that Joseph has just been good because daddy was living and daddy told you to be kind to us. Because see, Joseph told them the whole story. So they had a little time to reminisce and talk about it. But when daddy died, the boys got anxious. And they tell Joseph, they says, let's look at that. It's one or two verses above that verse 20 that we need to look at. Because, amen, they getting a little anxious here. Amen, they get a little anxious. Verse 18 of Genesis 50 and verse 18, it says, and his brothers also went and fell down before his face. Now they've fallen down worshiping him, coming in humility. Several years ago, they tossed him in a pit, tried to get rid of him. But now they fall down before his face, and they said, behold, we are thy servants. And Joseph says unto them, fear not. Am I in the place of God? See, Joseph still recognized and was willing to stay in his lane. In other words, Joseph was saying, I'm not God.
Amen.
I am not God. But here's what he said when we shared with you. He said, but as for you, what you did to me so many years ago, you meant it for evil. You were trying to wipe me out because you were jealous of me. Dad had made me a coat. I had this dream of people bowing to me. And y'all felt like it was going to be y'all. So y'all were jealous of me. You threw me in a pit. You took me out and sold me and forgot about me.
Amen.
But Joseph says, I'm not God. You meant it for evil. Yeah, you meant what you were doing. You didn't accidentally steal me. No, you didn't accidentally steal. You meant to steal. Glory to God. He said, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good.
Yes.
Listen, saints of God, as we close this year out and we prepare ourselves for another calendar year, amen, glory to God, know that God has spared you to be help to someone else.
Amen.
Stop having a pity party about your situation and trying to set your frame of mind that you can help somebody else.
Amen.
You're consumed with your misfortunes. Can I help you today?
Yes, amen.
Woe is me, woe is me. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Woe is me. I would go there and see them, but I feel worse than they do. You're consumed with your misfortunes. But the Lord is sparing your life that you can help somebody else. Joseph said, you meant to do it. You meant evil when you did it. But God meant it for my good. Hallelujah. We don't understand the path when it goes through, amen, the pit. We don't understand the path when it goes through the furnace. We don't understand the path when it goes through the lion's den. Glory be to God. We don't understand the path when we're on a shipwreck like Paul was, cast on an island and bitten by a wild beast. Sometimes we don't understand that path.
All right.
God is for me. Why is all of this stuff happening to me?
All right.
He's building you.
That's right.
Glory to God. He wants you strong.
Yes.
He wants you able to stand.
Yes.
So you can look back over your life and you can tell somebody else, you're looking at me now, it was God.
Yes.
Who was on my side.
Yes.
Glory be to God. When the enemy rose up against me, it was God who was on my side.
Yes.
Joseph said here, amen, you meant evil, but God meant it to good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save people alive. In other words, Joseph was saying, God looked way down the line, and he saw the famine that he was going to allow to come. And he allowed these things to happen to me, that I would gradually be in place and in position to help my people.
Amen.
Joseph said, God allowed it. We're still trying to figure it out. Thank you, Jesus. But there are others that have gone on before us, saints of God, that had just as much difficulty as we have had, but they remain strong.
Yes.
Amen.
They remain firm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They remain resolute. Amen. Or standing on the word of God.
Amen.
Taking God at his word.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I remember David Robinson made reference to Bishop Bonner, amen, being an apostle. I remember one time Apostle Bonner was talking. He said he was on a plane. He was flying somewhere. And he said the plane, it encountered some little difficulties.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And so when they landed and they were getting ready to get on a transfer to another plane, said the man on that plane was with him, said, I'm going on the plane with this man.
Amen.
Because that storm had been so turbulent and shook up the plane. Said, Bonner just said, no, this is calm. He said, if this man can be calm in a storm like that, I want to ride with him.
Yeah.
All right. Glory to God. So what I'm saying is that you might be in the storm, right, but you got to be confident that God is going to bring you out.
Right.
Hallelujah. He wants you to have a testimony.
Yeah.
I know, I thank God for health and strength and for food and shelter. That's good. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. But glory be to God. Thank him for that test that he brought you through.
Yeah.
Thank him for that situation that he brought you through when others turned their back on you.
Right.
When others spoke negative about you. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. Because, amen, it is ammunition. It is growth for you. Amen. To continue to develop as a child of God. Can somebody tell the Lord thank you? I know I got to get out of here, and I'm trying to just contain myself. Romans 8 and 31 says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us.
Amen.
If God be for us, who? When it actually been, is no one. Can be against us. Because no one else is comparable to God.
Amen.
Satan himself and all his forces is not comparable to God. So he said, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us,
amen,
who can be against us?
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 54 and 17. No weapon.
Amen.
No weapon. Or a weapon is designed,
yes,
to inflict injury.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's the design of a weapon, is to kill, to mangle. Huh?
Amen.
But right here, Isaiah says, no weapon that is formed. Oh, they got it formed, they got it aimed at you. But Isaiah says it won't prosper.
Amen.
In other words, it won't defeat you.
That's right.
You might get wounded, glory be to God, as I said, because your path to victory might go through the furnace. It might go through the lion den. It might pass right through the pit, glory be to God, but it won't prosper. In other words, it won't completely hold you back.
Amen.
It may cause a short-term pause, but while you're pausing, pray.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Let me say that again. While you're on pause,
God.
Pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Let me say it again. Help somebody out. While you're on pause, pray. Don't stand there and cry and weep and mourn. Pray. Now, if you have to cry, pray through your tears. Help me, Lord. Don't just let tears, amen, take control. Speak to the Lord. He said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. But I like the last part of that verse also. It said, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Oh my God. Hallelujah. You have a rich heritage.
Amen.
In the Lord. I'm not talking about monetary. I'm not talking about material. I'm talking about just being a king's kid.
Yes.
Glory be to God. If you're a king's kid, you don't need to have stuff yourself.
That's right.
Uncle Daddy got it.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
My dad wasn't no king, but every time we all got in the car, we went where he went.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
We went to the table, we eat what daddy eat.
That's right.
He wasn't a king, but he was my dad.
That's right.
And so he provided for me. What he had, I had.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So if you're a king's kid, I'm talking now about the King of Kings.
Yes.
I'm talking about the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
If you're his child, then you have access to what he has.
Yes.
You just got to learn to put yourself in a position to be receptive of what God has.
Yeah.
The verse says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. The Lord says, their righteousness is of me. Thank you, Jesus. I am not dependent on my righteousness.
All right.
Larry can't be right enough.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me today?
Right.
I know some of you might be afraid to say that, but Larry cannot be righteous enough, amen, to receive the favor of God. But, oh my God, I am leaning and dependent on him. I am governing myself according to his word.
Amen.
And that gives me favor.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I said that gives me
favor.
So if you ask me today, who was it that brought you this far?
Thank you, Lord.
I can tell you it was the Lord who.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I wonder if you get a little cheer going in here today. And I'm just about out of the way. Glory be to God. I was thinking about this. Amen. And here's what I want you to say now. You know, I want you to get your fist pumping. Glory to God. I want you to get your fist pumping in just a moment. But we're going to say, amen, it was the Lord who. Huh? Y'all say that? It was the Lord who. Huh?
Yes.
Come on, get that victory pumping clip. Let's shout it together. It was the Lord
who.
It was the Lord
who.
It was the Lord
who.
Oh my God. It was the Lord
who.
It was the Lord
who.
It was the Lord
who.
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 Who. Come on.
Who.
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 We're victors.
Who.
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 Who. Who. Who. Who. Who. Who.
Who.
Who.
Who.
Who.
Who.
Who.
Who.
The team behind it, they still cheering. But our team is ahead because we are the team of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Who?
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 I believe y'all will be loud enough.
Who?
Who? Hey! Yeah!
Who?
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 God bless you. It was the Lord.
Who?
Oh my God! How did I make it all the way from December 31st, 2017. It was the Lord.
Woo.
Hey, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Because I made it by myself. But it was the Lord.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I had some trouble along. tests and trials along the way. But because the Lord. Think about what happened.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
It always could have been worse.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Dealing with sickness, death in our families, job situations, contrary children, contrary parents, any number of things. Yeah, it could have been worse.
Oh, yes.
Think about what could have happened.
Yes.
But then you think about what happened.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. As we're standing here today, just want to be standing if you can.
Thank you.
Amen. This time, if there's one here
that
have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior,
thank you, Lord.
He is the Savior.
Yes, He is.
Amen. He is the one and only Savior, the one that made the heaven and the earth.
Yes.
He is the God. He is the Creator that made heaven and earth. He did it by himself. Amen. He spoke the word.
Yes.
He just spoke it. His words are that powerful.
Thank you, Father.
That he can speak it.
Yes.
Are you here today? Glory to God. You have not accepted Christ as your Savior. Are you here? Amen. Come, let us pray with you. Repent. Amen. The last day of the year. Repent of your sins. And return unto the Lord. Are you here today?
Praise
God. Glory to God. I want you to just reach over and grab the person beside you. Grab the hand if they will allow you to. And we're just going to pray right now. Amen. For sickness, depression, whatever may be happening in our bodies right now. Amen. We want to pray. Father, in the name.